It's the Shipping Container rocking with you. No, what do we do Fridays?
We freak with you on a Friday.
We freak with you on a Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
Roy.
Roy, you do it. Roy, you do it.
Yeah,
do
come
it.
On.
You want me to do it? All right. It's the Shipping Container. We're figuring it out on a Friday.
And, yeah.
I don't know what we're doing.
What are we doing? Figuring it out? Nah, we got to figure it out. We got things. We have things.
It's Friday, boys. Are you excited? Who's excited? I see Tony's excited. I see golf in his future. I could just tell.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little something we should get into there because I kind of invited myself to Tony's golf outing yesterday, and he told me he'd text me later with information. I never got that text. I'm not going to take that as not really wanting me there, but I'm going to just kind of read the writing on the wall. It's fine. Me and Tony secretly hate each other. That's what Reddit thinks. So, you know, there's just a lot of tension here. And I understand, Tony, if you don't actually want me at your golf outing.
No, Chris, I want you at my golf outing. The thing is, I totally forgot, right? And that was half the problem.
That move.
Once I get off the show, right, I feel like there's a lot of things that end up happening to me. And then I forget about stuff. So I'm very apt to forget about something like this. But look, I'll send you the address right now to your phone. You ready?
Billy, what's your read on this? Does Tony want me at his golf outing?
Outing.
I'm going to send it to you right now. Here it is. Look, sending it to Chris.
Boom.
And this is very exciting for radio. Billy, it's Miccosukee Golf Club, which is basically by like Tamiami Airport. Yes.
It's like Miller and like 137th, more or less, right?
Yes, exactly.
By you?
No.
It's a little further west.
So how far?
Further west, further south.
I live out west up north, so I can hop on 75 real easy. I live around 595 and I-75. So tell me how far is it going to take me to get there?
Probably 40 minutes.
Yeah, you'd probably have to take 75, get to the turnpike, then get off on like Bird.
I love that.
Then, yes. And then take Bird over to like
Direction Radio.
Yeah, it's a nice golf course. That's where I did. So I had this like phase where I was like, you know what, I want to learn how to play golf because I feel like maybe this could be helpful in the future. You know, in terms of
meeting
what's
people,
it called? Yeah,
connecting,
networking.
That's what there I was looking is. For. I was like, you know, this may be helpful in the future. So I took. You guys are going to make fun of me for this, but I don't care. So I took a couple of Miami-Dade College like continuing education classes or whatever they're called. They offered basically like golf lessons through Miami-Dade. And it was like every Saturday morning at like 8 or 9 in the morning for like 8 or 9 weeks. And it was with Coach Bish. And you'd go to the driving range at the Miccosukee Golf Club. And I did this two different times. And I would be basically, you take like a 6-iron or something, right? And then you'd just be like working on your swing. You'd just be like developing things. You wouldn't really take a driver. You wouldn't take like a putter. Actually, the second time I took it, we did do putting. So I guess maybe that class picked up on things a little bit quicker than the first time, because the first time, all the weeks, us and Coach Bish were just there on the driving range trying to learn how to, you know, just basically hit a golf ball. And I'm going to be honest with you, I got okay at it, but I never got to the level of confidence that I was like, you know what, I'm ready to go play a game of golf. So like at the same time that I was doing this, there was also like the time where like Greg and Roy and Chris and Stugatz played golf together. And I was like, I don't know that I'm ready for that. And then they had like a second outing with like Izzy. And I was like, I've done like 16 weeks basically of classes. I don't know that I'm ready for this. I've never played a game of golf. I always kind of slice it. I'm afraid that I'm going to hit a car or something that's driving by. Like, I don't know that I'm ready for the golf course. Then I come to find out, basically no one was ready to play golf except Chris and Stugatz and Greg. Everyone else that was there was like, they have never even held a golf club before. Roy is like hitting things off into God knows where. Izzy, from what I hear, not the best. Mike, I think, just went to dress up from what everyone was saying. So it seems like everyone was pretty much at the same level, and I could have participated in those golf outings, but I didn't.
Golf is one of the most intimidating sports if you don't know how to play, right? Like,
so frustrating.
A little bit of the underlying issue why I didn't send Chris, and I'll be a little bit more transparent. An underlying issue why I didn't send Chris the address yesterday is because I'm afraid that when Chris comes and is actually like kind of like a scratch golfer, he's going to embarrass me and my friends. Mm-hmm. So like that's kind of hey, why
Billy,
I didn't.
I told you, Billy, I knew that there was something more to the forgetting.
So when you can't, when you don't know how to play golf, or you're not that good, or you're not that confident in your swing and in playing the actual game, right? Like long, short, putter game. It's hard to go out and try to play because then you're that guy holding up everybody, slicing stuff. You're on your eighth mm-hmm. shot on a par three and you're like, oh, the guy behind me is like really pissed. It's a really tough game.
I understand your hesitation in that front. Like I always think about that when I'm putting together a foursome. Like, is somebody going to be slowing us down? Is somebody going to be annoyed with the other three? Like, it's important when you make a foursome that it's a good combo of like people that are out there for the right reasons. But I can assure you, I am a decent golfer, but I like to have a good time, and I'm not someone that like gets all upset if somebody is like bad.
I feel the same way, by the way, in mini golf, which is weird, right? Like if I'm with mini golf people and there's like a group of people behind me, I'm like, guys, we got to hurry up. We got to pick up this pace. Yeah. Like I hate being the person that's slowing up families or whoever playing mini golf. At the same time, I hate when I'm waiting behind at holes just for people to finish. And they're like, oh, let's do this one again. It's like, no, you're not going to do this one again. Like, keep it
moving. Here.
Like,
I'm here.
Oh, I don't like this one. Oh, we'll go back. And then the people that jump from hole to hole, like, oh, I like this one because it has like a little loop-de-loop that we're going to do. Let's do that one again. Like, oh, I like the windmill. Let's do the windmill again. It's like, let's just follow the rules of mini golf, okay?
Those, Billy, those pressures that you're talking about are even crazier on the actual golf course. Mm-hmm. It's like with the pressures of somebody waiting a hole behind you in mini golf is like you can just be like, go right ahead, and it's the easiest thing in the world.
It makes it so uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, but like, in regular golf, that's a tougher thing to actually do because they're farther away, so it's like an awkward thing. It's like, should we let them play through? Should I yell back to them?
Come on!
But like in mini golf, you can like just say it because they're right there. But like in, I'm telling you, those pressures are all the same in regular golf.
Oh no, like if I had like a heart monitor on when I'm playing mini golf, my like BPMs would be like through the roof at certain points, and like it's mainly frustration with like the people that I'm with to make sure that they hurry up and that people aren't waiting behind us, even though we're just going to a hole where we're going to be waiting for other people to finish.
Do you guys have good mini golf options in Miami? Because that is something that I've said for years in the Broward area ever since golf, what that place with the wooden roller coaster on 995, like whatever it used to be called.
Boomers.
I know, like it's my area and you guys know more than me. But that place used to have a good mini golf course and that was the spot in Broward. But that's not here anymore. I feel like there is a wanted space. I feel like there's a need for mini golf in Broward. I want to open up a mini golf place that has like liquor and bars. So it's like a fun adult style mini golf place.
Well, I like that.
Kids too. But like, is there mini golf in Miami?
I would say this. If there's not a lot of mini golf options, maybe mini golf isn't a good business for you to open, or someone would have opened one that would be more successful.
I'm just saying.
Like, I would just maybe read the room and what's going on with the mini golf game and realize maybe mini golf isn't that profitable.
I'm telling you, there's a one for this. I'm sorry, Tony, but there is in Cooper City, there is one. There's an indoor one. It's weird. It's like high. It's
is
like
that very, the monster one?
It's like one. It's like. It's like very like highlight colors. Like you walk in, it's all black and there's like very
in the dark.
Neon orange and green. And that's the only one and it's terrible. So there is a need for it.
There seemed to be one of those, if I remember correctly, in Dolphin Mall. I don't know if it's open or not, Billy. You remember?
There was in Dolphin Mall. I remember.
They took like four stores and just completely tore them out and made a golf thing.
I don't know if that's still open. I don't think it is. Dolphin Mall's like rent is like astronomical. It's insane how much it costs to have like a store in Dolphin Mall. I remember that. And then I remember, I don't even know what it's called now because it's changed names a couple times. I think it's like Bolero now, right? But like the bowling alley, there was a period in the bowling alley where they had like 18 or 20 lanes or something like that, right? But they had them split up and then like there was like an aisle in the middle where I would assume it was meant for people to like walk to the back to like do maintenance and stuff like that on the, you know, bowling machines, right? They filled that with mini golf holes and then like they filled like the other aisles. Like for sure, I shouldn't say for sure, but it seemed like it was probably breaking compliance with like fire safety and stuff like that, because there was a time where almost every available spot on the floor was filled with like a mini golf hole because they were trying to add, I guess, revenue to the bowling alley.
That was where Strike used to be, right? On the top next to the
movie. Yeah, yeah. It's the same exact place. They just changed the name, I think. I don't even know what it's called now. I think it was when it was Strike that it had that name. Also, if you're actually asking for a serious answer in terms of mini golf, there's a mini golf course at Palmetto Golf Course.
I was there yesterday.
At the mini Funny golf enough. Or just Palmetto?
At Palmetto. I went, me and my brother went, and I told him, I was like, dude, last time we played golf, played around was with my dad for Father's Day. So my brother and I was like, hey, you want to play, you want to hit a couple balls of driving range? He's like, yeah, let's go. So I walked over. They closed the mini golf course at Palmetto for right now, COVID
reasons. Oh, okay. All right.
COVID reasons, it's closed. You can't do it. But that's like the lone star of mini golf in Miami. I don't know if there's any other place other than Palmetto Golf Course.
Yeah.
Golf is just still out here. It's like it's one of those things you feel safe doing in a pandemic because it's like I don't really need to be near anyone. Are they doing separate golf carts at that spot, Tony?
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody's doing separate golf carts, which is cool. I kind of like separate golf carts. I get to
Unless you're like family with someone. Like I played a few weeks ago and like if you live with if you just walk into the course and you're like, "No, we live together." They'll let you ride in the same cart, but they're offering individual carts if you want.
When you guys make the trip up to Orlando, do you ever do like the mini golf? There's like 1,000 mini golf places there. There's like the pirate mini golf.
Yeah,
Universal has a really cool one. That's like one is like alien themed. I think the other is like monster themed. It's like right underneath the that like connection thing to like those massive garages. I think there used to be a Disney one. I remember vaguely like as a kid going to a Disney golf course. And again, I was a kid, so I don't know if it's still open. But they had like this cool thing. Where like one of the holes, like you hit it and it had almost like a xylophone type thing. So like it would bounce and it would make like different sounds. It was like ding, 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 ding when you hit the hole. But I love, oh man, mini golf. I love a good themed mini golf course. The Palmetto one isn't themed. It's just basically like a couple holes, but there's
Orlando's
no like.
Orlando's got it figured out.
Yeah.
The more appropriate question is, Chris, have you ever been to Orlando and not played mini golf? And I think the answer is like once or twice.
Like, have you played regular golf in Orlando?
Actually regular golf, I think I've only played once in Orlando, but mini golf, it's a staple. You go to the theme park, you get out around, if you're not doing a nighttime theme park, you get out around 3:34, you go back to the hotel, you relax for a couple hours, you shower. So it's about 5:36 before dinner, nice little, or after, however you're feeling. If you're feeling a little like you want to have a wild night, you go to dinner and then you do a little late night mini golf, or maybe you do mini golf before dinner. Whatever you're in the mood for, but I love mini golf in Orlando.
This guy knows how to do Orlando, Billy.
I'm telling you,
this guy knows what he's doing.
It's one thing. I feel like Billy. If there's one thing Billy and I are professionals at, like it's our area of expertise, legitimately.
It's not our jobs. It's going to Orlando, it's
doing Disney. That is what we do.
Roy, are you a mini golf guy?
Yeah.
No.
Roy,
really? Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. No.
I'm saying, like, yeah. Answer the question.
But why not? Why? When's the last time you played mini golf?
I don't know. Like 20 years ago, probably.
20 years ago? Wow. Get out of here.
It's because
we got to go play mini golf.
It's because he lives in Broward. It's because he lives in Broward. And they don't have the options. If I had my golf.
When was the last time you played regular golf? About 2 years ago.
Wait, hold on a second. Wait just a minute.
Roy, are you talking about with me golfing? Was that the last time you
golfed? No, it was somebody else.
Tom.
No. How about we not name names? Oh, keep going.
What you're telling me is that you've never gone mini golfing with your wife or daughter.
No.
Why not? It's so fun, especially with kids. That's the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, Claire hasn't picked up a golf club yet. That's one. And the other thing is we never really thought about it.
Well, I'd just like to say I'm injecting the thought into your mind right now. When things open up again, you should definitely go with Claire and Anid mini golfing. It's delightful. Wait, hold on a second. Doesn't Claire have like a little like golf like set type thing?
We didn't open it.
What? Why? What are you doing? There's nothing going on. Everybody's home. Open it up. Play some mini golf.
She's not old enough to play that yet.
What do you? Don't pay attention to those numbers. Are you saying because it says like 3+ on the box? She's not old enough. Don't even look at that. That's just a suggestion. Dude, you don't need to pay attention to those numbers.
I got Graceland swinging a golf club. I mean, she's mainly trying to just hit people with it, but she's learning it. She's learning the process of what she's
right. Yeah, I'm trying to avoid that happening to me.
Well, hold on. What age is it appropriate for? Like, what age do we think we will then teach Claire how to play golf or mini golf?
Probably 3.5.
Three and a half, Roy. What does the box say?
Three.
Three? Whoa, hold on. Now you're delaying her development. If it's supposed to be for three-year-olds, now you're waiting until three and a half, and now, oh my God.
I mean, you're overly concerned about this.
I am overly concerned about this. I can't believe that you've never, one, gone with your wife mini golfing. That seems like something that everybody needs to do before you even decide this is the person that I need to marry. I don't know what kind of person you're marrying if you haven't been mini golfing with them.
I disagree with that,
facts,
but okay.
Facts.
Well, listen to me. 82% of divorces happen with people that never went mini golfing before they got married.
Wow.
That's a fact. That's huge.
I think that you made that step.
That's a number.
That's a misinformation that probably you need to not do.
It's a number.
It is a number.
I mean, there's no debate in
that. No debate in that. No.
Yeah. Well, so after things open, when are we going to go mini golfing? Oh, guys, quadruple date.
Dude, let's go. I'm down tonight. I know it's dangerous. Well,
it's closed.
Ah, damn. When it opens up, dude. Yeah. I'm serious. For the eight of us. Mini golf.
Can we try to find a place that's better than Palmetto? Because I assure you, you will be disappointed when you walk in.
We need to open one in Broward.
Chris's only one is like in a mall that's glow in the dark.
But am I saying if we open one, it's a perfect date night? What we want to do with our quadruple date? Perfect for what I'm thinking, my business plan. Mm-hmm. A couple cocktails beforehand, some music playing.
Chris wants to open up a barcade, essentially.
Yeah.
A barcade with mini golf.
Like Top Golf of mini golf.
Yes.
Yeah. You want a top golf floor.
Not as overly priced, though. More moderately, a place you can go and you don't spend $92 to play like 20 minutes of golf and two drinks.
Mm-hmm. Come back after this.
And we're back. Did you guys see that Mike Tyson is opening Shark Week by fighting a shark?
What?
I'm literally looking at that page right now.
Shark Week is kicking off their coverage. I'm not sure when it is, if it's next week, couple weeks. But Mike Tyson is reportedly fighting a shark. Now, I did see, I clicked on the article because I was like, I feel like this might be a little bit of clickbait here. They don't really tell you how it goes down, but they do say that no sharks were harmed in the making of this. I feel like that's something they felt they need to get out in front of. And I was, so maybe Mike Tyson gets eaten because they don't say Mike Tyson wasn't harmed in this. So who knows?
He's on August 9th.
All right. I'm excited.
It's probably already happened.
Yeah.
It's probably already happened.
Shark Week is one of those things that they throw in a couple of these every year. Mike Tyson, like last year it was Gronk and like Aaron Rodgers, and this year it's Mike Tyson. But really, outside of those little tiny segments that they insert, it's the same footage over and over again. Like, am I wrong about this? I feel like it's just the same shark content, the same content everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then they just splice in a few new bits that they've worked in that they can sell.
I agree. The other thing, too, is what kind of cheapens Shark Week, and now it's called Shark Fest or something, or is that something different? I don't know. But every time it's like, oh, Gronk is going to outlift a shark, and then it's just a shark trying to do something that it's not really naturally to do, and then Gronk is like lifting weights, and you're like, well, this has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah.
And Mike Tyson fighting a shark, like what are they going to measure? Like Mike Tyson's punch versus the ferocity of a shark grabbing its prey? Like what is this?
This shark is so stupid it can't figure out how to run around and get a touchdown. Idiot. Gronk's smarter than you, shark.
That would be funny if they did like trivia with Gronk versus a shark.
Ooh, Shark Jeopardy. Roy, would you do Shark Jeopardy, like host it?
No.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
Roy, what's going on with you today? Shark Jeopardy is stupid. Mini golf is stupid.
Mini golf is stupid. I didn't say that.
Yo, I just thought of a Roy segment idea. The segment is called Fragment. This is awesome.
Ooh, this is awesome with Roy Bellamy. Yes. I love it.
Roy, let's have
a practice round. Yeah. This is awesome.
This is a very short segment.
Do, 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 do. Welcome to This Is Awesome with Roy Bellamy. Take it away, Roy.
What's awesome? Not this segment.
No, that's not how the segment works.
You gotta say things that are awesome.
Let's work this out on air, because even if you don't love the energy, Chris could just do the big open like, oh, la, 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 this is awesome with Roy Bellamy. Blah, 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 blah. Roy, what's awesome? And then you just like wait and you're like, coffee mugs. And then we like just move on. Boom. Like, Roy, what's awesome today? Twizzlers. Like, oh, Roy, Roy loves Twizzlers. Ah, what's awesome? Nerds. Yeah, oh, nerds. Oh, God. Like the blue nerds Twizzlers. Or the pink nerds. What's your favorite color nerd, Roy?
I would never say Twizzlers. I don't even know why you said Twizzlers. I don't know why it came out
of your mouth. Apparently, I just had movie candy food in my head.
Yeah, so what? Raisinets is next? Get out of here, man.
Roy, what's awesome? Bunch of Crunch. Oh, man. Oh. I haven't had Bunch of Crunch in so long. I love Bunch of Crunch. Remember that? It was so good. It looked like little popcorn, but it was best in crunch inside. Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, man.
Awesome. All right. So let's
Wait a minute. Wait, I have an idea. We should give him a commercial break.
No.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Roy, you want a commercial break? All right. We'll give you a commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to play the first ever, what was it called? This is Awesome with Roy Bellamy.
The opposite of awesome.
And we're back. Welcome back to the first installment of This is Awesome with Roy Bellamy. Take it away, Roy. Grayson, yeah, my daughter's excited. Can you hear?
This is awesome.
What's awesome, Roy?
My daughter.
All right.
Princess Claire. Princess Claire. She's awesome.
She's awesome.
Princess Claire is awesome. How exciting. What a good segment.
It has to be three, though. That's how it comes. It comes in bunches of three.
Comes in threes. Yeah,
comes in threes. All right. Yeah. Everybody knows that those are the rules for Roy. This is awesome.
What? Three.
Yeah, three, yeah, you got two more, Roy.
Roy, it's like my daughter when she's eating dinner at night. She always wants to have one more bite. I'm like, nope, it's got to be three. Give me three bites, and then you can leave the table.
One more bite of awesome, Roy.
This is awesome.
No.
Two more bites.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, let's do a timeout really quick because I feel like Roy's losing momentum here, and this is awesome. And just to kind of rev your engine up again, Roy, and get things going, get you excited again, let's play a quick game of Small Talk with Roy.
Yeah.
Roy, what are you doing this weekend?
Nothing.
How's it need?
Fine.
Excited baseball's coming back next week?
Sure.
That was Small Talk with Roy. Back to This is Awesome with Roy Bellamy. Doo 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 doo. Doo doo doo. All right, Roy, two more awesome things. Number one thing, for those of you just tuning in, number one thing Roy said was awesome was his daughter, Claire. Also, fun facts about Roy, he hasn't played mini golf in 20 years.
But he's considering opening up one with Chris in Broward.
That's right. Roy has also previously stated that he's looking forward for the whole COVID and quarantine situation to end so that he can go on an 8-some mini golf date with Anthony, Chris, Billy, and himself.
Yeah.
Dude, I never said any of those things.
All right. So two more awesome things, and then we're done with Roy's awesome. We can move on to the next thing.
Come on, Roy. I'm tired of dancing.
Can I give you suggestions?
Well, then stop dancing.
Roy, say scented candles.
Yeah.
All right, Roy, what's awesome?
I'm going to let you guys drown here.
I mean, I'll sing all day.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
Yeah, go ahead. Sing all day.
I mean, Roy, this is so easy. Scotch. Boom. Anything.
Wow.
All right. Roy, two more awesome things.
I told you I'm going to let you drown here.
All right. We're moving on. Thanks a lot, Roy. I mean, Jesus, man. Come on. Like, we're doing a thing here. We're doing a thing, Roy.
I understand you're doing a thing, but that's
so mean.
Playing defense.
Doesn't want to do that thing.
Tony Allen defense right there. That's what that was.
Thank you.
And now we're just in an awkward malaise where we have like everyone's kind of just like, where do we go from here? Are we still doing this?
Good.
Bit?
I mean,
good use of the word, by the way. Good use of the word.
Yeah, thank you. Every once in a while, I stumble into something.
Full time.
Tony, I heard you say, I don't want to say where you said it. You said it on some podcast recently. It rhymes with Maurer after Schnauers.
Why don't you want to say it?
I was just messing around with my Grind fan account because I know he like really wants me to say it. So,
do you think? Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, so, and I was going to ask them this because I'm supposed to be on later today. Mike Ryan fan account, how long do you think, because I heard Charlie talking to him, how long do you think he's going to go by that name? Because at a certain point, like, you know, Old Money Charlie got tired of being Old Money Charlie. You know what I mean? And I know Mike Ryan fan account, and I'm going to be honest with you, I forgot his name because every time that he like corresponds with me, he signs it Mike Ryan fan account. And we would do, we did some of the dinners for Schmucks with him and we knew his name and we talked to him and I'd call him by his name, but like he's, everything gets signed with Mike Ryan fan account. Uh-huh. And when he puts things on, you know, like iTunes, it says it's Mike Ryan fan account. It's kind of like, at what point can we transition to be yourself? Cause I don't, like, look, maybe that's what you want to do, but I think at a certain point you're going to be tired of being known that way, and then everyone's going to be like, who is this? And it's like, oh, I used to be my grand fan. And then you're not going to want to introduce yourself constantly. Like, okay, let's be honest here, right? Chris, do you love being called Fat Chris?
I don't love it, no.
Okay, so, but at the beginning, you're like, ah, Fat Chris, this is fine, whatever. I'll be Fat Chris, this will be fun. Ah. And then at a certain point, you're like, man, I'm tired of being Fat Chris. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I shouldn't have been Fat Chris.
I mean, it's been, I feel like it's been decent for business, but yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that, that it's not my favorite. No.
But that's what I'm kind of like, I wanted to.
What about Insecure Guillermo and all that bit?
So that, yeah, like, I mean, it was, yeah, I kind of somehow seem to have found my way out of it a little bit, but it's not the funnest, I'm gonna be honest, it's not the funnest thing in the world. So like I was gonna bring that up with them tonight, and now I guess I cross that off my list because I don't want to do reruns with them, but I wanted to talk to them, just be like, look, you know, I don't know if you want to pursue, you know, doing podcasts and media and stuff like later on. This could just be like a passion project that's fun for you and whatever, but you know, maybe at some point you're gonna want to put your name out there so people know who you are and you get credit being you and not just kind of like this parody type thing.
I see a lawsuit in the future for that podcast because they have a lot of people talking, and I think it's just Mike Ryan fan account that like owns the quote like rights to it, and they're like all tweeting about how it's like a top 100 podcast and stuff. So if this thing actually turns into something and they start making sales on stuff, which I don't know if they're going to, but I'm just saying it's a sticky situation. A lot of hosts there saying, where's my cut? I'm just saying, I see a lawsuit in the future.
So you think that this is the beginning of the downfall of Lauer After Hours?
I believe I told this to them on my appearance, that I was just like, I don't know. You guys need to get the writing early, a contract out there. Who's got a stake in this? I feel like we have a messy situation in coming to us if we don't get this sorted out.
What was your question to me?
Yeah. In there.
There was a question?
No. In there.
There was.
In there, your appearance on Lauer After Hours, you were just like the most perfect person in the world, but you did have one sentence that you admitted to like having a flaw, and I have this same flaw, not surprising. You pee on seats at your house, and it's something that your wife gives you crap about.
What? Like the toilet seat, I'm assuming.
Basically, yes. Basically.
Not just like the couch, the sofa.
No. I've graduated.
Basically, the whole thing was an infomercial on how amazing Tony was, but at one point, he let in a little snippet of, I pee on seats, my wife gives me a hard time, and I need to get better at that. And it was something, it made me like you a lot more. I was like, man, I'm the same way. I pee on seats. It's one of the biggest contentions in my relationship. My wife emerging from the bathroom being like, can you not pee on the seat?
Why don't you clean it up?
I mean,
sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. I didn't see it.
Sometimes I don't turn the lights on when I go in the bathroom.
Exactly.
And the light, like, yeah, just is my
need to see.
Here we go. Here's where Roy is going to say that he has never peed on a seat in his entire life. Like, this is right here. Go ahead, Roy.
Well, you know, I can actually aim inside the bowl, unlike the three of you, apparently.
You can aim you want.
Guess
you know, it's
what?
Not about the aiming.
Guess what, Roy? That's awesome. You have good pee control. That's thing number two. And before this is done, we're going to get three things out of you.
Speaking about thing number three, I actually lift the seat, which is what you're supposed to do.
I lift the seat too. I lift the seat too. But sometimes, you know, it gets on the outside.
It's inaccurate. That's all you want.
What I'll say is this. It's not about the once you're going aspect of it. It's the post aspect of what you do to make sure that you're done going. That's where I get into trouble.
Plus, it's a smaller bowl when you leave the seat down. So the real athletes out here are really trying to test themselves. So what I do is I leave the seat down so I can really – and then I fail and I pee all over the seat.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Why don't you just sit down? Mm-hmm. How about that? Avoid all of that and just sit.
You sit when you pee, Roy? Is that another – is that Roy's third awesome thing? Roy's admitting that he always sits when he pees?
No.
Oh. That would have been pretty awesome.
50% of the time.
Billy, is this any is this a thing of contention in your relationship, or do you just clean it when you pee on the seats? Like, does your wife ever get mad at you for peeing on seats?
I don't think that she's yelled at me about it, but if I do, like, I'll clean it up.
But I do. Sometimes. Don't get me wrong. If I have like a terrible pee and I like go all over the seat, I'm cleaning.
It's like
I'm
all just the saying, time.
There are times where drops get on there that I don't notice, or it doesn't hit, it doesn't reach my radar of I need to clean this. And then my wife sits down and it's just she doesn't like fight me over it, but she just says, "Honey, can you be better about this? It's something I got to work on." Like Tony,
you want to be 100% honest with you?
What's
if
that?
It's been a long day, if it's late at night, not opposed to sitting.
I'm
not
with
opposed
you.
To sitting.
Early I'm in the morning,
gonna,
too.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a Roy and say that I'd never sit. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to, you know, I'm human. I'm not perfect. You. Sometimes I'll sit when I have to go to the bathroom. Roy? Come up with another awesome thing yet?
No.
How about your headphones?
Those are awesome.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Another content topic that I'm just completely stealing from Lauer After Hours. I've never seen an episode of SpongeBob.
What?
Really? They asked Tony about like being
why? A character. Can I ask you why you're just stealing topics that they've done?
Honestly, while I was listening to Tony's appearance, I wrote down three things and I have this just like working list of bleep to talk about. And it's something we haven't gone to yet. And I thought it was interesting because everyone was like, oh, you're this character. You're this character. The conversation I more want to have is, are there any incredibly popular shows that you've just completely never seen an episode of? Because SpongeBob for me is one that like a lot of people in my age group have like knowledge of it. And I know that there's SpongeBob and I know that his like main guy is like Squidworm or something. Or what? Squidworth?
That's
or,
it. No, that's it.
That's the only two characters that I know. Squidworm, whatever. Like that's all I know of SpongeBob. I've never seen an episode. You guys don't have any shows that you've never seen that everybody has seen?
Roy?
I've never seen an episode of Friends.
Really? Ever.
You're not missing out.
I know. Oh, wow.
That's why I don't watch it.
Roy?
I've never seen Friends. I've never seen The Wire.
Ooh.
Roy, you can jump on with me, Roy. I'm already on episode 4 of season 1. We're rewatching it for the first time.
Ooh, but,
what's your favorite show, Roy?
Breaking Bad.
Would you say it's awesome?
Would you?
That's awesome. Have a good Friday, everyone.
All right, goodbye.